Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Hey guys.
Guys.
Merry Christmas.
I'm going to stay, just start off the show. I shit myself this morning and I had to throw my underwear out.
No, Joey's disgusting. Don't ruin our Christmas episode over your freaking
shit. You never shit yourself on Christmas?
No, not on Christmas.
Oh, okay.
New Year's, maybe.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yes, happy Hanukkah. It's happening. My favorite time of year. I love this time of year.
I do too.
And I'm sick.
I have, I'm not great. I'm gonna let you all know right ahead of time. I did shit myself this morning. I am hungover, but I'm gonna persevere.
Oh my God. So
I picked up
Joey and he had the shakes. He was freaking out. He had a wild night, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So I ended up bringing him to a restaurant where he had like a nice steak sandwich with fries, and he also downed two Proseccos and now he's drinking again. So he's relapsing.
We have three bottles in front of us.
Well, he's
binging.
Holidays. But it's the holidays.
It's
so
the hair of the dog,
it.
As the Irish say, a little hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog. You had more than a dog. You had a freaking elephant already. God.
Well, it's,
and
it
you're
is
wasted
true,
again.
Though. Well, thank God. Thank God.
You were shaking.
Thank the Lord. It is his birthday. It's God's birthday. Or is it Jesus' birthday?
Happy birthday.
Did you go to religious school?
CCD, yes.
So is it God's birthday or Jesus' birthday?
Jesus.
Jesus is God's dad?
Yeah.
No, God is Jesus' dad.
Yeah. Jesus is the baby. God is the dad. Jesus is born.
So it's
on
God's
Christmas.
Dad or the kid's? Is it the kid's birthday or the dad's birthday?
It's Jesus' birthday, the child.
Well, happy birthday.
Oh my God.
Did you get him anything?
Yeah, my soul.
We should become holy rollers and like maybe become nuns. Can you get
oh
fucked
God.
Up and drink when you're a nun?
Well, let's talk about our episode first.
Christmas is here, bitch, or the holiday. It's our holiday episode. Go ahead, take it away, girl.
We're having a Christmas episode and we're having Guess Who on the show.
We're bringing my mom back from the dead.
Oh, God forbid. Stop it.
No, we have what you've all been waiting for. Should we give the big reveal?
Yeah, you already told them last week.
But I don't know.
He's stuttering
because it's literally going to happen. Like, there's a clock in the room and it's like, it's counting down the minutes until my life changes forever. We have the
Farrah
Abrams from Back Door with Farrah. She's going to be here recreating her famous scene where she gets slammed,
yes,
slammed in her can. No, we have the elusive, the legendary, the newsworthy, I might say.
Pop culture
icon, little brother of Nick, the only Aaron motherfucking Carter.
Do you guys know how we got that? Remember we were talking about it and I said, oh, let me just tweet him. And then he tweeted his publicist and now he's on the show.
Well, that's what happens to me.
The power of social media.
Well, so we're so, 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 so excited. You know, we talk about Aaron on the show a lot. There's been ups and downs and
spirals
and car doors and bisexualities and new music. And there's so much going on in his life. And I, you know, I'm obsessed with her. You know, Nicole's obsessed with him. I'm just trying to keep up with Carter right now, girl.
Keeping up with the Carter.
Wait, I was going to say something. Oh, that's okay. When me and Nicole get drunk, we do crazy shit like that. Like, she'll text Aaron Carter. Or the other day, we were white girl wasted at a bar. And then I look over. Nicole's been mute. She's on mute mode. She's, like, so fucked up. She's not even talking. I look over, and she's FaceTiming Paris Hilton. I had to grab the phone.
That's her old number.
I know, but I had to grab the phone from her after I snapped it and said, girl, what are you going through? But that's what we do. And that's how we get shit done. We're business people. And then we have two comedian duo.
Yes. Who Joey's going to be
intimidated by. We have two gay people coming in. And you know I don't like gay people. I like gay people. I just like to be the only one.
Yeah.
So we have the La Culturistas. It's a podcast. And the two hosts and comedians are Bowen Yang. Matt Rogers.
Can I pull Bowen's wang?
I would love for you to make that joke, Joey.
Okay.
Great.
Oh
so we
God.
Have
We're
them coming
get canceled.
In. We have them coming in. Wendy Williams will be here.
No, Wendy Williams is not coming.
Who else is coming? T from TLC.
Oh my God.
The late Rue McClanahan is coming from the dead.
You're so annoying.
We have a full thing, but we're gonna have fun today. It's the holidays. We're excited about opening gifts and, you know, trimming the tree, decking the halls.
Of Bells of Holly?
Who are you texting?
My trainer, he just canceled on my workout tomorrow. So now I'm going to get fucking wasted. Fuck it.
Same. I'm not even working out tomorrow, so I wasn't planning on it.
Well, Merry Christmas, guys. I love this time of year. New Year's is coming. It's going to be 2018.
Can I tell you a fun fact?
What's your goal for 2018?
To get verified, to get a new job, and to
have a boyfriend?
No, fuck that.
Wait, can we just tell you guys, since it is Christmas, we're in the studio. The fucking studio at Audio Boom.
Wilding
everyone's
out.
Drinking and partying.
They're having
boring. Every time we come here, they're
party.
Boring.
A
they
white dragon party. What is it called? White dragon?
White elephant.
Is white dragon heroin?
They're having a white elephant party. Everyone's drinking and going wild.
And they were in a... So we walk in. We're fucked up. We're strapped to champagne.
You're
we walk
fucked
in.
Up.
They're all in a circular formation. And we were like, oh my God, is this an intervention? Are we getting fired? What's happening? Like, we walked in. They're like, we're here because we love you. No, but they were just exchanging gifts and wilding out. I'm definitely going to photocopy my ass on the copy machine before we end the holiday party today. Have you ever done that?
No, I never worked at an office like
but
that.
But you never sat with your bare ass on a copy machine and copied your ass?
No, but I did nudes.
That's not the same as pressing your ass squished.
Your cock.
Your cock. Speaking of cocks, you guys, last
Joey's
night.
Joey's disgusting.
Can I talk about my evening?
Yeah, you're gross.
Okay, it all started with a glass of red wine in my house by myself. Then it ended.
That's how it always starts. That's how it always starts, with a glass of wine by yourself.
It ended with me walking into my bedroom with two naked men that were there in my house when I arrived, because I gave them my keys, apparently. I walked into a full, big, delicious black booty, might I add, with my best friend on his knees, sucking his dick in my bedroom. So that's what I walked into.
Does he care that you share these stories?
I don't care. My response is, where's my charger?
He walked in and goes, oh, where's my charger?
Where's my charger? Like, nothing's happening. And then they tried to, like, get me involved. And I wanted no part of it. I'm not going to say. So I tried to be a team sport. So I put one of the guy's dicks in my mouth for, like, a second. And then I was like, you know, I already took Xanax in the corner. And they thought I was, like, looking through my bag. But I was really, like, taking, like, three Xanax. And then I woke up to my bed alone. So I'm thinking all's right back in life again. Okay, whatever happened. I walk out, there is a nude, not the same big black booty that was in my bedroom earlier getting fellatio. A different big black booty was sleeping, on my couch that I've never seen before in my life. So I walk out to go shart because I shit myself.
Oh my
I went
God.
To go change my underwear. And
you threw your underwear out the window?
No, I put them in a bag and put them down the chute. So I go, hey, what's up? And I go in the bathroom. I go, oh my God, who the fuck is that? What's happening? Lo and behold, when I come out of the bathroom, my best friend emerges from, I don't know where he was.
It's like you're telling a novel.
Where he emerges.
Which
you feel, this is
like
an audiobook?
Novel.
This is like an audiobook. Subscribe to audiobooks.com.
Oh my God.
And so then I come out, my best friend appears with the other guy, the original big black booty. And now there's the three of them in there. And I said, I just went, I can't with this. I said, what is happening? And I went back in my room. I locked the door. And I woke up hours later from Nicole's crazy ass calling me saying, "Where are you? I'm downstairs." I was like, "Just a minute." And that now I'm here.
It was 3:30
in the afternoon.
Yes. Get your shit together. We have our podcast.
How is it dark out already?
Well, because you just woke up.
Oh, yeah. Guys, it's not a proud moment of mine.
You're like 40.
I know, I'm almost 40.
I hope I'm 40 and do the same shit you do.
You better be.
Live on. Wait,
when you're 40, is Sissy going to be able to drink with us?
Okay, so I'm 30 now.
Yeah.
She'll be 13. Right?
No. Will she be 13? Well, no, she's 3.
In 10 years, I'm 40.
Oh, no, she's only 13.
She's 13.
Fuck, we have to wait a long time. Our main goal in life is to have Sissy be our best friend and like...
Yeah, I want to take her to Vegas on our 21st and like rage with her.
And like drink with her. But we have to wait a long time to go. We have 20... How many years? We have almost 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Like 19 years. She'll start drinking in high school. 18 years. All right, so we'll put that on the calendar.
Yeah, Sissy.
Lorenzo would just judge us. He wouldn't even drink with us. No, he's like his dad. He'll be like Gianni. He'll be like, you guys are slobs. Stop drinking. He hates us.
Oh, Joey's God. Night was disgusting.
It's okay. I didn't catch anything. Do you think I would have the STD by now, by the time I woke up?
Well, it's going to like show up on your lip like 2 days later.
Like a herpes. Do you think I'm going to start peeing slime?
Well, no. If you didn't have sex, I think if you did oral, no. Then it's going to show up like on your mouth.
Like a herpes sore.
Yeah.
I can deal with that.
Ew.
Have you ever had an STD?
No.
Never?
No.
The skanky shit you've done in your life, you've never caught an STD? Gynorrhea?
Well, everyone
clap?
Always thought I was like really skanky on the show, but I was just like a makeout whore. It just looked like I did more than I did. If anything, I went the most with Gianni.
Did they supply you with condoms on the Jersey Shore?
No.
You had to buy your own?
They probably wanted us to get pregnant for drama.
And they didn't give you lube in your nightstand? Was there a Bible on the nightstands or no? Like
no.
A hotel?
Why would there be a Bible? It would burn.
I don't know. It's like a hotel.
It's not a hotel.
There was no amenities.
It's like a prostitution.
Did you have to buy like your own salt and pepper and like everything? Or they had stuff there at the house when we got there?
Kind of. But like they always provided alcohol, I feel.
Do you think now that you guys are like, you know, full
sophisticated
like,
and classy?
No. It's like full blown like, you know, like. Everyone, the jig is up. They know you're celebrities. Do you think that the people, the producers are going to like make the house like more accommodating, like nicer sheets and like fancier area?
No.
You think it's going to be a shithole like the old houses?
Yeah, as it should be.
You're going to sleep in a twin size bed?
Yeah, why not? I'm not Mariah Carey. I'm not going to complain
about
it.
Can you do me a favor? Can you punch Jenny and pop one of her fake tits?
Yes.
Okay. Because if I was on the show, that would be my master plan.
Wait, so everyone went back to work?
I would... Wait, stop.
Party's over.
Wait, he still has a Santa hat on. He's a squatty potty. Wait, that guy's a squatty potty.
Party's over, guys.
He got that gift.
Well, I guess their Santa party's over.
So how many beers did you guys drink, Ben?
This is my second beer.
Oh, that's boring.
I knew I was going to see you guys.
Did you climax
drink with us
today?
All the time.
Exactly. So I'm just going to have your booze.
Ben, true. I have to take my socks off. They're hurting my ankles.
Did you take your socks off?
From socks.com.
No, your feet are going to smell.
They don't smell. I showered last night before I went
out.
Why
do your feet always smell?
Your twat always smells.
Oh, my God.
Joey, come on. It's holidays. It's Christmas time.
Ew, he took his sock off.
Wait, Ben, did you climax yet today?
No.
Okay, good.
Why's your sock off?
Because I am, okay, I'm fucking fat and my ankles are swollen.
That's because you're drinking too much.
Well, what's my other option? Sit here and shit myself?
If you don't take your socks off, you're going to shit yourself?
No, it just feels better. Look at my ankle. My ankle's literally, guys, it's literally, you can see the indent in my sock. And I have veins. I'm 40. Nicole, you knew what you're getting into having a senior citizen best friend.
Oh, my God. Happy holidays, guys.
So let's tell some holiday stories while we wait for Aaron Carter to come. Do you think Aaron Carter's going to be under the influence?
No, I think he's clean now.
Is he coming?
He has a new album.
Like a full album or like a single?
I think he has like a song.
Well, he's putting out a single, or it just actually came out
Can
a few
you play
days
it for
ago.
Us?
All right, here, let's play it right now. Say goodbye. I don't wanna waste my time with crazy fights. Girl, you gotta let me go or hold me tight. I don't wanna say goodnight, don't say goodbye.
This is a fun episode.
Fun episode.
We don't even
talking
need
about
guests.
What a mess you are.
Okay, so now the guys is, everyone listen up. Fans, listen up. My dilemma is you have to be here as my moral support because I'm going to have a lot of trouble. First of all, again, you know my story. I shit myself this morning. I'm hungover and I'm drunk. So
why are you my best friend?
I'm gonna have trouble controlling myself. So wait, my feet smell like popcorn.
I know, you stink.
Is it corn chips or like Fritos?
Oh my God.
Do you smell it?
It's like
wait,
stale.
Someone has to be eating Fritos. That's not my feet.
No, that's your feet stink. I told you. I know your feet. Your feet smell.
So I've thrown out two different undergarments. Socks and underwear.
And you
should
throw your fucking shoes and your feet. Chop your feet off.
No, I just bought these.
Oh my God.
I miss Jonathan Cheban.
Okay.
This is completely random, but my grandma Tess, who was my like best friend, and she's passed. She told me a story once, Nick, that a lesbian nun tried to hook up with her.
And what happened?
Well, they were slow. They were at a church function. I don't know how old she was, but my mother, when the gay thing started being like, not about me, but like in general, the topic was around. She's like, oh, you know, I had a lesbian experience. Like, what? She's like, yes. She's like, it was Sister Mary Cow, whatever her name was. She's like, we were at a church function. She asked me.
My grandma would never say that.
Me to dance. She asked the nun asked her to dance. She's like, oh, yeah, of course. And it's like,
how
you
old
know,
was she?
Do, do, do. It was probably the 40s. I don't know. Like, do, 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 like dancing. And then the nun pulls her in and goes like this and touches her mouth and goes, I like your lips. And my mother was, my grandmother was like, oh my God. And she's like, I don't know what happened. But
oh, she
like,
didn't go in on it?
I don't think, do you think a nun and my grandmother made out at a church function in
Why
the 40s?
Why not? It happens. It didn't. Live it up.
Maybe grandma did kiss her, but we never heard the rest of the story. But that was my grandmother. It was the funniest thing ever. Like, she came out, she did it. She's like, I had a lesbian
experience. She was intrigued.
She was like,
That's not a lesbian experience.
My grandmother was like, I had a lesbian experience. She's
no,
like, Sister Mary
it.
Catherine,
slow
dance with me and tell me I like. And she said it like that too. She was like, I like your lips.
Like
Poppy,
that
story is for you. Merry Christmas. I brought it up.
Poppy? What, he told you not to say it?
Should we call Poppy and prank him?
Yes.
So what are we going to tell him?
Let's pretend we
got arrested. We already pulled that on him.
No, we can have Ben do it.
Pretend he's the police?
Yes!
Yes,
yes Ben! We're going to pay you. You have to call Poppy. Pretend you're the cops.
Fine.
Tell him that you're the podcast. You work in the podcast. Say that we...
Say Joey fainted.
The police took us out of the building
because... We got reprimanded.
We got an altercation.
Okay,
and we have you as an emergency contact for Joey and Nicole.
Oh my God, he's gonna freak out!
All right,
yeah,
no, we can't. I'll have a heart attack.
Do it. It's funny.
I'm not gonna be able to handle it though. I'm gonna have to leave the room.
Do it.
What's the number?
No.
Do it, Joey. Do it. If he freaks out, we'll say, "Poppy, we're just kidding. We're right here."
Just say, so what are we asking for him? Just like, we need someone. We're not sure what precinct he's at.
What's his last name?
Camasta.
Camasta.
Mr.
Okay.
Camasta.
Yeah. Joe Camasta. We have you as an emergency contact for Joey. Nicole, he and Nicole were here at the podcast studio, and there was an altercation between them and a guest. Say Aaron Carter. Say Aaron Carter. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
Say that we got into a physical altercation with Aaron Carter.
Okay.
Like something, you know, they were drinking, so they were drinking.
They had a little bit to drink.
They had a little bit to drink.
Aaron and them.
And they say that we assaulted him.
Okay.
I say there was an altercation on both parts, but Nicole and Joey are in custody at the 34th precinct.
So I'm just letting you know that you're going to have to go pick them up at the Tombs downtown.
Don't say that. Just be like, you know, I'm getting
the Tombs. Be real.
I'm getting the information for you.
Yeah.
It's his best number to reach. I'm getting the information on you where you're the only emergency contact I have for you and Nicole. For him and Nicole. Oh my God, he's gonna die. All right. Did he pass?
Your call has been
Oh my God, Poppy's the worst.
Do you want me to leave a message?
Leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press one for more options.
Hi, this is a producer at Audioboom. My name is Ben Hosley. So there was an altercation during a recording earlier today with Nicole and Joey. So you were actually the contact we have on file. Our guest Aaron Carter, they got into a somewhat of a fight, I guess I should say. So the police got involved, and they're actually at a local precinct. So I'll try to get you more information. So if you can call me back. Hey, also, happy holidays. All right, bye now.
Did you hang up?
Yeah. Oh my, Joey's, was that good?
Joey's on the floor.
Maybe he'll call me back.
Joey's on the floor convulsing. Poppy's going to freak. You guys, if you don't know Poppy, he'll probably
he's
scream.
So
he's going to scream and go, what? Poppy's going to scream.
Wait, you guys, I'm dizzy. That was perfect, Ben. Oh, my God.
All right, great.
He's going to text me, but my phone has been compromised by the police, so I don't have it.
Wait, he better call back.
Yeah, so if he calls back, we'll put him on.
Oh.
You guys.
Oh, God. Poppy's going to freak out.
Poppy, we're the...
Sorry, Poppy.
Oh, my God. It's probably with Aaron Carter, the best that we got in an altercation.
About Aaron Carter.
And the police got involved.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Could I call me in?
Aaron, are you there?
What's that?
Oh my God, you guys, Aaron Carter's on the show.
Stop. Hey, Aaron, I'm Joey. Nice to meet you.
Oh my God.
Nice to meet you too.
Okay, we just have to tell you right off the bat, we've been doing this podcast for a while now, and you... Our fans absolutely love you. They want to always, like, you know, find out all the information of what's going on in your life, what's up with your, you know, new music and everything. So they're going to freak the fuck out when they find out, because we talk about you a lot on our show because you're one of our top our top favorite celebs to talk about. So it's a huge deal that you're here. You're pretty much making everyone's Christmas present.
Yes, thank you.
Funny.
No, we literally say every weekend, oh, what's going on with Aaron? How is he doing? And then... what is it, 2 weeks ago when I tweeted you, we were like, oh, so let's try and get Aaron Carter on the show. And then it just happened. And it's like, oh my God, yes. So we got you. So thank you so much for taking time to come on our show. We love you.
Of course, of course. How's it going with you guys?
Well, not great. I had a rough night.
Joey's okay now, hungover though. Now.
I'm hungover and I'm okay now. It's are you on the east? Are you on the west coast?
Yeah, I'm on the west coast.
In like Los Angeles?
Yeah.
How cool.
Well, you're on our Christmas episode.
Yes.
So Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Are you gonna be in LA? Where's your family? Where's your hot brother Nick live? Does he live in LA?
Nick. Who's that?
Oh, that, yeah, you remember that guy from Backstreet Boys? No, did you ever hear of him?
No, I'm a fan of NSYNC, sorry.
Oh! Ooh, the drama's already starting with Aaron Carter. I love
Wait,
it.
Wait, so I recently went to Vegas with my girlfriend, and we went to go see the Backstreet Boys, obviously, and I blacked out, and I'm pretty sure I really annoyed your brother. I was like, oh my God! Like, I was, like, so aggressive to the point where he was like, get this fucking girl away from me. So, next time you see your brother,
it's about Aaron, not about his
no,
fucking brother.
No, I'm just
brother.
Saying.
So, wait. Let's talk about, we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff, but right now I want to get excited about new music coming out. Me as well as all the other fans are fucking
elated. You need to perform at my birthday party.
Oh, that'd be amazing. So tell us about the music. Is it a new album or is it a new single? What's going on?
Well, the album's going to be coming out in February, and I just dropped a single just a couple of days ago.
Stop! How exciting! What's the vibe of this album compared to your last ones? Did you find yourself, and like, you know, every album has tells a story. What's the story with this one?
The story with this one is about two ex-girlfriends.
Oh, juicy.
Is it like your ex-girlfriends or just like...
Yeah, two ex-girlfriends.
Oh, so you're talking about both ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, love and relationships always do well in music because, you know, who doesn't get their heart broken? Or did they break your heart? I'll kill them.
Yeah, I'll kill them. We love you here.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of broke my heart, I guess. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Relationships you learn from. I learned not to get involved with them, so I just, you know, sit home and eat pizza, but... yeah, you know, definitely, you know, you definitely a growing experience. Now, are you still dating that girl or are you single now?
No, I'm single.
Yeah.
Well, I was excited. I'm a flaming homosexual and I was excited that you recently came out this year as bisexual. I thought that was very brave of you to tell your story and just, you know, to be honest and true to yourself. And I think more people should be, you know, more open to it. But I was really proud of you that you, you know, came forward with your story.
Well, thank you. It wasn't easy, let me tell you.
Of course not, especially in the public eye. It must be annoying.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, when I came out, no one cared. It was like, fuck off. But you're a different story. Yeah, tell us more about that.
When I came out and said I was bisexual, I got a lot of support, actually. So,
well, that's awesome.
It was pretty cool.
Well, we were so excited when you came out, just because obviously we love you, but the fact that like my co-host is super gay and crazy, we were like, yes, Aaron. like we fight with you now. Like, oh, I'm gonna get Aaron. He's like no, I'm gonna get Aaron. I'm like, no, I don't think so, bitch.
Wait, so like besides me, who's like your number one girl crush and your number one boy crush?
Same. I'll tell you mine.
I'll tell you mine too. You go first, Aaron. If you had to, just like a type.
My number one boy crush and number one girl crush.
You can't you can't pick me. You can't pick me and Snooki.
I can't.
Why you not? Can if you want, but I don't think I wouldn't recommend it.
I would have to say.
Do you want me to go first? I'll go first.
No. I'm trying to think of his name. What's he's the actor that's in like he's in that movie called Lawless with Shia LaBeouf.
Lawless. I'll look it up.
Oh, and he's the bad guy in Revenant.
Oh, Lawless.
Tom Hardy?
Yes, Tom Hardy.
Is it Tom Hardy?
Oh, Tom Hardy. That's
Jay Wiles, man.
Tom Hardy. Fight with her. Do you know that Tom Hardy? I think he's bisexual as well. There's dick pics of him on the internet.
No, he totally is. Yeah.
No, I think he is bisexual.
And who's your girl crush?
My girl crush, I'd have to say, still named Smithy.
Ooh. Oh, you liar. You're just saying that.
You like you like busty brunettes?
You asshole. They're fake.
I'm not just saying it. She's hot as hell.
Thanks, babe.
That's hot. Oh my God, Aaron Gardner's hitting on you.
You should be in studio.
I know. I wish you're going to come back when the full album drops. You're going to come into New York and hang out with us in the studio?
Yeah, we heard you're coming here.
I am.
You wouldn't lie to a girl, would you? No, for sure. I'd love to hang out with you.
Yeah, so when you're in the city area, let us know, and you're going to come to our studio, and we're going to have fun. We'll take you out to dinner, too. We'll show you around.
But you've been looking fucking hot. You were a little thin for a while there when you were going through some personal issues, and then you beefed up, and you look delicious now. Are you working out? Like, how'd you bounce back and look so hot?
I actually didn't do any working out. I just
same.
I got my mind right, I think.
What were you going through? I knew you were in the media for a while now, and it's so unclear of like what, you know, you fucking media, you can't trust TMZ and all the other bullshit that goes on in the media.
Same.
Like what, like was it substance, or were you just like kind of going through like a change in your life, trying to find yourself, and just like pressure and media? Like what, if you care to talk about, like what were you going through during that time recently in the media?
Well, I mean, I was going through like an eating disorder, like to where I couldn't like hold down my food, and I had 7 ulcers. And
oh God, why did you think you were fat?
What
did you think you were fat? Is that why you were having eating disorder?
You just weren't confident with your body.
Are you physically just couldn't eat?
It had nothing to do with that. Actually, it just I was just skinny because I was stressed out. So
noted.
I just had to, you know, spend a couple of months just, you know, getting yourself straight.
Mm-hmm. And were you having problems with it, with like, you know, any like narcotics or alcohol or anything? Because did you go to a treatment facility or to get help, or were you drinking a lot or doing drugs? What was going on?
No, I mean there wasn't really any of that. It was more so of just like the stress that I was going through was causing me to like not eat. Mm-hmm. So
was coming out part of that?
It wasn't really drugs like or alcohol Oprah. that were doing it.
Was coming out part of it? Did that put a toll on you? As bisexual?
I mean, it could have. I'm not going to say it did, but it could have. I mean,
and it also could have been you knowing that you're putting new music out, and that can stress you the fuck out, because you want to do your absolute best when you're putting something. You haven't had, you know, an album in a while, and when you come back into the scene, you want to make sure.
Aaron Carter is back, bitch.
You want to make sure it's fucking perfect. That can stress you the fuck out, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, so it's a number of things.
A lot of things that can stress.
And those two fucking bitches that broke your heart, we had to write a fucking album about.
Oh, I'll kill them.
Assholes.
What? Give me their addresses.
So, yeah, that'll stress you out, too. Well, you look hot, though. You look really sick. I've been Googling you all day. I did get an erection at one point. I'm okay now, though. But, no, you look delicious. I'm really proud. You put on 27 pounds.
Yeah, we are so proud of you. Like, we are your biggest fans here. It's happening.
If I gained 27 pounds, I'd have to start shopping at, like, the Lane Bryant, which is like, the chubby girl store.
Sick.
But you put on 20-10 pounds and look fucking like
we're so
delicious
proud of
and
you,
sexy.
Aaron. We love you here.
Do you know I met you once, guys. Aaron?
No, I actually put on 45 pounds.
Oh, can you send me a selfie? I'll give you my cell phone number after this. You know, I met you once. I'm a makeup artist. And I used your makeup one time. It was years
ago.
No,
you didn't.
Yes, I swear on my mother.
Where?
In New York.
Where?
At the Mac Pro showroom.
What was he? 7?
No, like he was
probably
he was an
scared
adult.
Him.
It was an adult. You were doing. You came in. You needed like you came in. There's like a private like Mac studio that you came into, and I managed that. And you came in to like pick up products for I don't know whatever project you were working on. And I like put foundation on you. It was years ago.
Really?
He doesn't remember.
Well, I don't remember a lot either, but I remember meeting Aaron fucking Carter.
Well, we know next time you're in the area, we're going to take you out.
Will you sign my man boob if you come into studio?
Totally.
With a Sharpie?
Of course I'll sign your man boob.
Perfect.
And question, will you promise me and all of my friends that you're going to watch Jersey Shore Family Vacation?
Of course I'm going to watch it.
Did you watch the original Jersey Shore?
I did, actually.
Who was your favorite?
And yeah, let's play that game, the guy and girl who you'd want
to
bang.
No, so who was your favorite and who did you relate to more? And don't be biased because you're on my show.
I would say...
Don't say Angelina. We'll throw you off the show. I'm joking.
We don't... She's fine.
No, she's fine.
Definitely not. I don't know. I think I like Nicole the best.
But did you relate to me the most or someone else?
I would say to you the most.
Right? Because we're hot messes and like we're like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, that's how I related the most. So much that the universe brought us together and now we've been best friends for years.
Yeah, so now we're going to be best friends with Aaron.
Oh my God, can we be friends? Aaron, what's your birthday? When's your sign?
Yeah, what's your sign?
I just turned 30 a couple of...
Stop!
Bitch, come to my 30th birthday.
Can you come? Are you in the city on Saturday? You can perform.
Am I what?
Are you going to be in New York City on Saturday?
I don't know. Not that I'm aware of. But I mean, I could.
Wait, what's your new single called?
The new single is called Don't Say Goodbye.
Stop.
Is it about you telling the hoe not to say goodbye to me? like, girl, don't say goodbye. Or is she saying it to you? Not say goodbye.
No, it's about me saying don't say goodbye. Like, but I kind of have to.
All right. So, do you know if you have any tour dates or just like the single and the album? And I guess we'll hear from you next.
Well, yeah, the album's gonna be coming soon, and the thing is that sets me apart, I think, from a lot of other people is that I produce and I write my own stuff.
Yes, that's, bitch.
Get that money, bitch. That's where the money is, writing and producing.
No, authentic.
And
that's what we love.
Authentic, and you own all your own shit. No one's trying to fuck you over with money. Because that happens. Remember that poor TLC?
Get that
burn that damn house down. Good for you. So living life in Los Angeles, new music. You're looking great. Everything's going well. I'm so blessed and happy for you. Everything's looking up.
Yeah, and then tour dates, we just wait for you, I guess.
Any tour dates? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Should we just follow you and then like see when it's coming out? Because we all want to go.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be doing a lot of
appearances,
like radio shows.
Bitch, you got to go back on tour. I want to see you sing and dance with your shirt off on stage.
Or you can just come to our house and take your shirt off and
Same.
Dance.
I'll pay
Either
you.
One. Yeah.
Well, my show is a little different. It's like I don't really like go up there and bebop dance. I play my own music and I play the keyboard and I play all the chords.
With your shirt off.
And
Sometimes.
It's just, and with my shirt off.
Yes. Okay.
Wait, how many tattoos do you have? A lot.
How many tattoos?
Yeah.
Too many.
I like the one on your neck. When I fantasize about you, I think about
oh my God.
Kissing it. The one on your neck.
All right, well, we're going to let you go.
No, we have to talk about Christmas. Christmas is around. We got side you. This is our Christmas episode.
We already told him this is our Christmas episode.
Are you guys excited? Are you guys excited for Christmas?
Well, Nicole is because she has kids and that's the fucking...
Well, this is my Christmas present having Aaron on my show.
I know.
This is our Christmas present, bitch. Thank you for calling in. We love you so much.
So, did you ask for anything for Christmas besides my phone number?
If you could have one thing in the world for Christmas, what would you want?
And you can't say world peace. It has to be a physical item.
Yeah, don't be like that. Like, say something.
If I could have one thing, what, for Christmas?
Yeah, like a Christmas. What would be the best, like, Christmas present, like, that you can get, like a physical present?
Like a physical present, if I could have one thing, I would say...
A fleshlight? Okay.
What?
A fleshlight? Do you know what that is?
No.
It's a toy. It's a fake vagina that I have in my nightstand that I fuck.
Yeah, Joey got it from Postmates.
I ordered it on Postmates.
Yeah.
No, continue your Christmas present. I'm sorry. Pardon, Aaron.
No, he's not kidding. He fucks it like once a week.
This is the best
I'm like,
day
stop.
Ever.
Oh,
you don't have to answer that. But
no,
did you do Christmas shopping? Did you buy your brother Nick Carter anything? Or are we not talk to him anymore?
No, Nick and I kind of just do our own thing.
So you don't buy him a present?
I mean, I'll still probably get him something.
All right.
I think you should get him a thong.
Ew. Is he married? Does he have children? Are you an uncle?
He is married, and he does have a kid.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, you're our number one here.
Yeah.
Aaron Carter on our top list.
Wait, are you excited that we're friends now, that we're all going to hang out?
Yeah, now when you come to New York, we're gonna hang out.
Like we're not kidding. We're like obsessed, and we're forcing you to be our friend.
No,
there's no choice.
No, like when you fly in, we're gonna be waiting at the airport to pick you up. Remember when you said we're gonna be friends?
There's not an option.
No, you're screwed now.
What's the weather like there right now?
Fucking freezing.
No, it's like 23 degrees, but you're fine. Just wear a jacket.
And I'll cuddle you and keep you warm.
Yeah, Joey's apartment's so warm.
So is my embrace. Well, Aaron, we have to wrap this up, but
we're gonna let you go.
We're gonna FaceTime you later.
Thanks, babe, for calling in. We love you so much.
Wait,
thank you for having me, guys.
Wait, Aaron, can you do us one favor? Can you scream into the phone? Could I come in?
Yes, can you?
You have to say, "Could I come in?" But
like
scream
that,
like
though.
That. Scream like, "Could I come in?"
Do it like that.
1, 2, 3.
What?
You have to scream, "Could I call me in?"
Like, "Could I call me in?"
But
you say it like that.
Scream it like that loud.
That's like our catchphrase
That's our catchphrase.
Like, what are you saying?
We're saying, "Could I come in?"
But like,
but you have to pronounce it like, "Could I call me in?" So can you
do
that?
"Could I call me in?"
All right, do it one more time.
Wait, 1, 2, 3, go. Sorry.
Go.
"Could I call me in?"
Yeah.
Yes, bitch.
we love you, Aaron. Thank you so much. Please, KIT, keep in touch. Stay healthy and happy and safe. We love you.
We love you, bitch.
I love you guys. You guys are so sweet. Thank you.
Thank you, Daddy. Bye. Oh, my God.
Aaron Carter
saying,
"Can I come in?"
Wait a minute.
Wait, where's Poppy? Is Poppy calling
My father, I'm dead in a cell right now and he didn't call me.
Let's
he
call
didn't call. Call back.
Let's call Poppy again.
He's got to pick up. This is the second time the person called you. But like, isn't this sad to know? That I would
call me and I'll be there.
You're not going to answer a strange number.
I'll be there, babe.
You're not going to answer a strange number.
If he keeps calling me, I will.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Mr. Kamasta?
No, it's not. It's son. Can I message?
Okay, yeah. So my name is Ben. I work for Audio Boom, and I'm the producer for the podcast that Joey does with Nicole. And right. We had an incident at the studio during a recording. So we had our guest was Aaron Carter, and the three of them got into an altercation, and the police got involved. So I'm just contacting to let the family know. And well, they were very intoxicated, and yeah. they started brawling, and so it got really out of hand. Aaron also he got cut pretty bad. And Nicole's, her hair got pulled out. It's the studio's a mess. It's just trashed.
And what happened with, are you kidding me?
No, this is, I'm kind of shooken up myself, sir. So
Joey.
He seemed okay. I mean, he was handcuffed, and he was screaming and crying. Well, the cops came, you know, it was a whole scene. So I don't know what precinct or where they took them. I can try and get that information. I had to, you know, they took my statement. And so, you know, there'll be more details in that. So I just, again, I wanted to reach out to you and just let you know, what's going on.
Kurako!
Mama! Happy holidays, bitch!
Poppy! Stop.
Just kidding.
Fucking kidding me.
Wait,
were you scared, Poppy?
We had a girl on the floor.
Joey was convulsing.
I could not even deal.
Poppy, are you mad?
Are you fucking kidding me? I have to go to New York and try and bail you out of jail somewhere?
He goes, it gets pretty. Nicole's hair was pulled out. He goes, Joey's okay? He's like, well, he was pretty shooken up. He was screaming.
He's in handcuffs. He was screaming.
Oh my God. We called Dana three times. No, I said, if I was fucking freshly dead in a gutter, no one answered the phone. Well, we were trying.
The phone was ringing and ringing. I didn't know. I recognized the number.
I know that, but that's what I mean. Like, no one recognized. Dana didn't answer her cell phone. Dominic didn't answer his phone. Dana didn't answer the phone. We called Drew. We were about to go. Like, no one answered the phone. No, I could have been dead for 2 years now. And no one would have known.
We've been calling you for an hour, Poppy.
I could have been freshly dead.
I know. I saw it. I was driving the car. I said, I don't know this number. I'm not answering it. It's from Wayne. I said, where's this number? And there was no message.
Can you repeat the number on the air, Poppy?
I was on the air?
You're on the air now.
No, they didn't hear me say what I just said.
You bitch, you're on the radio right now. You're live. You're here on Z100.
You just won free flowers.
You got free. You get to send a dozen roses to a lady friend. Who are you going to send them to? All I need is an address. thanks for being a good sport, Poppy. We thought that you were with a woman.
Yeah, take care.
Can you imagine me and Nicole got in a fist fight? Did you believe the story, though?
We've done this to him before, though.
Yes, I did believe the story because I thought they said you're.
Because you know we're hot messes.
But we did this before to him. We pranked him once.
We never told him we got arrested.
But we did something.
Oh. All right, Poppy, you have to go back to work, but we love you.
Bye.
Love you, bye, Poppy.
Bye.
That was so
poor
bad.
Poppy.
Oh, my God. You killed
Joey
it.
Joey was like...
I was having convulsions on the floor.
That was so really, good.
And then like Nicole's hair was pulled out. And it got pretty heated.
That
like,
was I'm
a little,
so good.
And then when he's like, and then Ben's like, I was a little shooken up myself.
Oh, no, I died. A little shooken up myself, sir. What?
He was like, oh fuck, now oh I gotta God, go to the fucking precinct. well, that was fun. Good sport, Poppy. So next up, we have
Two comedians coming in who we love, and we're so excited.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yes.
For Christmas, I got Nicole a present. I'm tired of being her gay friend, so I got her two new gay friends. So ooh, they will be taking over the role.
Okay, goodbye, bitch.
Bye, girl. So, no, we have the La Canistas here.
Girl.
Oh. Got it.
Is that how you say it?
Here's the how you say it. Las Culturistas.
Yes, Las Culturistas.
Las Culturistas.
And I forgot the first
name. You drunk motherfucker.
You forgot our names?
Las Culturistas are here.
We can tell you our own names.
Yeah, what's your first? Introduce yourself.
So, hi, guys. I'm Matt Rogers.
I'm Bowen Yang.
And we're excited to be here. And we were talking
Matt
about...
Matt and Bowen.
Yeah,
Matt and Bowen,
that's us. Matt and Bowen, the Las Culturistas. And I was asking you guys where you live. You said you live in New York, in the city, proper?
Yeah, the Big Apple. Mm-hmm. I live on 31st Street between Lex and 3rd.
You want to share that information with everyone?
I would love for someone to come try to stalk me.
He wants to be a celebrity. He doesn't
please
care.
Please come outside my building. Apartment. I'm not.
Do you have a doorman?
I have like 20 doorman. Oh, I'm scared.
No, he's fine. Rich now.
And I'm scared that I have to tip all those fuckers for Christmas this year.
You are you rich because of this podcast?
No.
No, he's rich because I am living.
Because she supports my life.
No, that's not true.
I just feed off her. No, it's my first year living in the city, and I'm like, I'm fucking terrified. You have to like give him each like $100.
And he's a really good makeup artist. Like that's how I met him as a makeup artist.
Okay, so that's how. So when? How long have you guys been best friends?
Like 9 years.
Okay,
that's lovely.
Like six.
No, it's over six.
Okay, seven.
Get it straight.
7 years.
That's us.
Split the difference. Split the difference. Sorry. Seven. Yeah, we're seven.
We'll say seven.
Okay. Let's all just say seven because it's easy to remember.
How did you guys meet?
Yeah.
In college.
In college.
Ew, did you guys bang?
No, we did never
bang.
Once.
Liar.
Never once.
So we're not how'd it happen?
It happened because
we were at a party because we were in the comedy groups at NYU.
Yes.
And then they
went to NYU?
Yeah.
Wait, how are you? You're fucking rich.
No, we're not rich. We're not rich, honey.
Your parents are.
We worked hard to get the academic.
We got the scholarships.
I'm blue collar Long Island boy.
Ooh, and I'm an immigrant, bitch. I'm a fucking immigrant.
How hot is your dad?
He actually
your dad hot. Is fucking hot.
He's not bad.
No, I can see your dad being
Rogers.
Hot.
Like,
is that Jewish?
Rogers. Oh, God. No, it's not Jewish. It's very, like,
he looks
genteel.
Like his white. Yeah. He looks like his mom, though. He looks
I
more
like my
his
mother.
Mother.
You look like you have a huge cock.
Okay,
it's not
okay,
small.
Let's bring it back. So
he has a big nose and big hands.
So we always love bringing it back to, like, how did you tell your parents you came out?
Oh, is this the story you want?
No, because we always have fans that like are listening and they're like, oh my God, like how do you do it?
Stop. I love
how did it happen for you guys?
You go first.
Okay, I'm gonna go first.
Because you're like in a Long Island Italian man, right?
Well, I'm
how
Greek,
did that happen?
English and then like a European mutt.
Same
so
shit.
Basically, yeah, all the same bullshit. So I came out when I was 19 and it was like really same. It was like very much a hard summer, and then I kind of just started telling people, and honestly the response was really good. I told my friends at work first because that was like a good litmus test.
Did you
test.
Have
like,
girlfriends? Girls probably loved you.
I had one girlfriend
if
in high school.
If you can't see Matt, I mean, they're both very cute. Matt is like like a heartthrob, like teen.
He looks like NSYNC, like when NSYNC started.
He looks like a teen heartthrob. Yeah.
That's when NSYNC started, is that when they were better looking?
No, yes, when they were young and like cute.
No, but I can imagine the girls like, you know, like
NSYNC
hanging
is
out
my
with
favorite band. But hi, bitch, I'm 30. They age.
I can imagine that in high school, the girls being obsessed with them and then getting like heartbroken when they find out. They're like, actually, I don't want your twat. I want your on a dick.
You know what? The one girl that I
broke
hearts.
You broke girls' hearts.
Yeah. No, honestly, no, it wasn't a heartbreaking situation. There was one girl that I dated, and when she found out I was gay, like years later, she very much made it about her, and that's not
cool.
Was
she overweight?
No.
Oh, I am.
She was very cute. We went to junior prom together.
Did you fondle her?
I think she was salty because I was nominated for a junior prom king.
Are you guys gold star gays or no?
I'm a gold star gay.
I am a gold star gay as well.
I'm not.
There's platinum gays. Have you heard of platinum gays?
What is that?
C-section babies. They've never even been through a vagina.
Yeah. Get it, girl.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's serious. Yeah. You don't even plan that. It just happens.
Platinum gay.
They've never touched a vagina.
You should get a fucking trophy for that.
Honestly, literally, I don't think I've ever seen one in person.
You should get a trophy.
Besides my mom.
You should get a trophy.
You should definitely get a trophy. Everyone, by the time they hit like 40. If you're still platinum.
Yeah, but platinum, you're sure, not that sure. Bitch.
Wait, Ben, are you a platinum straight? There's never been a dick in your
person. Did you ever get dick sucked?
No. You never had a dick in your hand?
No.
You never made your penises kiss, cross streams?
Did you ever think about sucking a dick?
Of course he has.
Yeah. Every straight man thinks about that. No, and that's Ben's
I've
very
intense.
I've
thought about pussy before.
Yeah.
I thought about eating pussy before.
Thought of everything, yeah.
I've been there.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. I just don't understand it. And so I feel like, you don't want me to think about it because I wouldn't know what the fuck I was doing. It wouldn't be good for you. It certainly wouldn't be good for me.
I know what you have to do. There's a button. I found out this.
A button where?
It's above.
Are you talking about a vagina?
Yeah, it's like a shape.
Right, let me
shape.
See if
you know the
know.
Shape. There's like a shape of the shape.
Yeah, it was
regular,
like oval.
Like,
certainly.
Oval,
he's doing a really good diagram right now of what a vagina is.
Anatomy masterclass.
At the top point where like.
It's like a bean.
There's a little snurb inside, a little button.
I call a vagina a snurby. Okay. Snurby?
A snurby. That's what my family's called growing up. So we call it a snurb for short.
Okay.
But that's where the clitoris is. And then, but actually the G-spot is not at the clitoris. You have to go up inside and right behind the clitoris. Mm-hmm. And that's where you are. So unless you have a hook dick, you're not going to get your girl off by just fucking her. You have to put your hand in there. Or like, that's why the girls go, oh my God.
Yeah, in the porn.
Oh my God. Yeah.
All right, they, like, wait. Rub their snurb.
Pull. Who of the gay men does watch straight porn?
Me, that's all I watch.
I love it.
I don't want to watch some queens fucking. I want to watch a hot straight guy
because
fucking slamming some bitches
I don't
ass.
I will say this. The way that women get off is so intense in those movies that I'm like, girl, what are you feeling?
Well, no, I don't know. It's all lies.
Yeah, have a vagina.
There's
bitch.
A website called
Caitlyn Jenner knows.
Straight guys. It's called straight. Are we talking about Caitlyn?
No, he does the best Caitlyn impression.
Do it.
She'll come out naturally.
He's going to make us wait for it.
No, he's known for his Caitlyn impression.
Oh, is he not? That's, what wait. That's where the money comes from.
That's where you get the money. Wait, what were we talking about? There's a website called Straight Guys for Gay Eyes.
Ooh.
So if you're a straight a person that likes straight porn but doesn't want the bitch's annoying fucking loud face in the whole picture.
It focuses on the male.
And on the tits. It focuses on the male. So the girl's there, obviously, but you don't ever see her fucking annoying face like, wow.
If you
like,
ever
moaning and shit. It's like you know when you're about to like finish and then you just want to see the fucking ass and the dick of the guy like doing it.
I know,
and then
yeah.
It's like focused on this dumb fucking slut's face with horrible makeup. It's fucking hurry up.
Nicole, how do you feel about this? He's silencing the woman in this situation.
Well, we
he's
don't want
a
the woman in this situation.
Asshole.
Oh, calm down. So and anyway, go to the site called Straight Guys for Gay Eyes, and it just the woman's there, but she's like not the lead role. It just focuses on the man's body.
She's a supporting
his
actress.
Balls. He's there, so it gets, you know, it's everything. That's where I like to go to.
There's also Pornhub.com has just
that was
hot
my
guys
Pornhub,
fucking.
2 weeks ago, that was my obsession of the week of Pornhub. I've been using it very frequently.
Oh, yeah.
When
you open my browser, it's like one of the sites that comes up.
You got
to
suggest it.
How many times do you guys masturbate a week?
A week?
It's supposed to be about Christmas.
We're going to, I'm like, going
to, I have to answer
this.
I'm curious,
how many
this.
Times do you?
I'll say.
A week.
Low point is 5, and then like frequently, if I'm doing it like on a high point, it's like
if
7.
You're hungover. Mm-hmm.
Seven times a day?
No, 7 times a week.
Week.
You asked a week,
but
right?
But you guys find that you're really horny when you're hungover?
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird?
Same.
Char
because you're bored or you're brain
or
dead.
Or really tired.
No, I feel like when you're hungover, everything's more sensitive. So when me and my husband are hungover, we have sex more.
And is it good?
Her
it's
husband
like way
sent her
than
filthy text.
That's so cool.
And are you less hungover after it?
No, I still feel like shit. But okay. I mean, I just feel like when you're hungover, everything's more sensitive.
Sure.
Okay, I get that.
It's like being stoned.
Yeah, like
talking.
Your body's dying.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, so we did. It's the Christmas episode, so I wanted to.
Yeah, let's talk
I
Christmas.
Merry Christmas, by the way. Merry Christmas.
Christmas. Sure that I got you both a present.
What?
You
did
you
not.
Do
with,
yes,
dick.
I did. Well, no, it's not my dick. You could do with what you want. I would keep it for a keepsake. You can make a necklace or whatever you want, but. Here they are.
Ew, your teeth.
These are each get one of Nicole's hair extensions.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Wait, I will treasure
this.
I love this.
Wait, that's not a joke. I just pulled it out of my hair.
Can we keep these?
Yes, of course.
These are gorgeous.
I will treasure
this. Thank you so much. I really will put this in like some jewelry box.
No, I'm not kidding. I just pulled it out of my hair.
I have a box of good things, like keepsakes from over the years, and this is going in that box.
I literally
never lose it. It's gonna.
I literally pulled my extension out, and he gave it to our guest.
I'm so honored. Thank you.
You can maybe bring it to a black magic voodoo person and like get the spell put on her.
We'll
this
summon
is now
you.
My most prized possession.
I have one
piece
of Nicole's to be honest.
Snoopy's
this
hair
is disgusting.
Extension.
Oh my god, this is gorgeous.
What is this in there?
That's probably a
what is this clump?
That's probably from a domino. That's probably cheese.
That's probably
a cheese. You know when cheese gets in your hair?
Oh, that feeling when.
Wait, do not bring that to a forensic scientist. You'll find a lot of shit you don't want to know about.
Dead body.
Black light comes out and they're like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
There's cum in this hair.
It lights up.
Thank
wait,
you.
Wait, so let's bring it back to Christmas.
Yeah.
Fucking.
What are you guys, both of you, what are your guys' favorite moments about Christmas?
So, okay, promise I'm not rich. I promise I'm not rich, but every Christmas, I'm
bitch
from Colorado.
Bitch, you're rich.
He has a
rich.
Home theater.
Yeah, you're rich,
did your father invent the world? Like,
he invented the world.
Did your father have a helicopter?
He has a helicopter. No, every Christmas, on Christmas Day, we go to the mountains, we ski, and it's really lovely. That's my favorite Christmas.
We're in Napa.
No, not Napa. No,
who skis in Napa, you asshole?
With all the vineyards. I love skiing through the vineyards. No, it's Colorado.
She meant the... it starts with a V. Vermont?
That's what I meant.
Vermont, babe.
Yeah. No, Vale.
No, where do the rich people go?
No, where do you, where
they
do you
go? To Aspen.
Aspen, that's what I meant.
Keystone, it's
not
more
Napa.
Like middle class. Middle
do you like to ski?
I do.
Yeah. He's a very good skier.
Sonny Bono died on skis.
That's
and
true.
And Natasha Richardson.
And Natasha Richardson.
Poor thing.
Oh, God.
Horrible.
Do you wear a helmet?
What do you do?
I do.
Yes.
So I would like, I'm sorry.
No, let's let our guest talk.
Should you take your shirt off or no?
No.
You wouldn't be thrilled with it.
All right, so what do you do for Christmas?
Well, my favorite Christmas memory, and here's the thing. We actually are about to go to Orlando in February. We're going to go to Disney World and Universal
Studios.
Yes,
yes.
And 3 years in a row, my family went to do Christmas in Orlando and New Year's Eve. And we did literally 3 years in a row in Orlando theme park. We did New Year's Eve.
Really? Was it fun?
If that's not trash, in Orlando, Florida.
Is it crazy?
Can you drink?
It's fucking insane. I could drink at the time, yeah.
No, but it's like there was a kid's.
Well, there's a lot of kids, and like you gotta.
But, like, what do you do as an adult gay man? Like, and
I think I was
Disney.
Like 22.
But you,
but he hasn't grown up. He's still obsessed with the parks.
No, I still go.
But how do you get fucked up on New Year's Eve? Is there bars in Disney?
Yeah, yeah.
There is?
Well, you can drink alcohol in all the parks except the Magic Kingdom.
Epcot.
They still keep that pure.
Epcot,
you can get
I go to
fucked
Disney
up.
Every,
sloshed.
Bitch, I'm a Disney queen.
Yes.
I'm a Disney mom. I go every fucking year.
Oh, the kids love it.
I always go to Epcot, and that's where I drink, and I go crazy. And I'm like, I pretend I'm not drunk, but I'm like, oh, Giovanna, come here. I'm wasted.
The kids love it?
She's blowing Goofy behind the dumpster.
Yep.
That's a big. That's probably a big cock right there.
Don't tell
that
them.
Goofy dick.
Goofy dick.
You're gonna ruin it for her. Don't ruin it for Giovanna.
Listen, she'll find out one day.
Mm-hmm. So that's like a tradition for you.
Yeah. What about you guys?
We don't do that anymore. But like that was when you asked about Christmas memories outside of like the basic, like oh my family's together.
Oh yeah.
And outside
that's
of that,
so fun.
Like, we did that for a few years, and then I think we felt. Embarrassed.
You shouldn't.
I don't. I think
Disney
my family
is like
did.
A magical place. That's the only place where you can go
famously.
And like feel relaxed and like
yeah.
There's nothing like Disney.
No, you're right.
Do you get swamped at Disney?
No, she has an escort.
Oh,
are you like a VIP at Disney? Like you get to like go through the back like the back doors and all the shit.
I used to be when I was on Dancing with the Stars, and then they demoted
that's amazing.
Me.
She used to go underground. So, that's near the
that was an ABC
thing,
underground.
Thing.
Yeah, there's an underground.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my
but now
God.
I do have a VIP service, which anyone can get to like buy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. Super expensive though, right?
Well, it's not that bad. It's like
when you're rich as you fucking home theater.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you're rich. Your dad flies a helicopter.
He invented helicopters. He invented,
invented the world. Didn't you hear? He invented the world.
You could do
what
it.
Said?
I could do it. That's my dream.
No, so Disney's amazing.
It's the best.
We love it.
So what do you guys do for New Year's?
Honestly, we haven't figured that out.
You
what
get
are
naked
we
and
do?
Kill yourself.
I fucking
that's
hope not.
The dream. Wait, I always like want to keep it low key, and then I always.
Do you live near each other?
No, not anymore.
But I'm moving closer to him pretty soon.
I'm in Brooklyn. He's in Harlem.
I'm moving from Spanish Harlem to Greenpoint.
Oh, Brooklyn. Fun! Yeah. I would do that too.
It's I think a better.
Yeah,
situation.
I love.
Is Brooklyn like such a foreign entity?
No,
okay,
no.
Cool.
Brooklyn is my favorite thing. I was talking. I had a conversation yesterday. That Brooklyn was my favorite of the week a few weeks ago. I'm obsessed with Brooklyn. Yeah. When I go there, it's like I get elated. It's like I'm going to Disney. It's like, oh my god, how
elated! Calm down.
What part of Brooklyn around, though?
I go different places. Yeah, like mostly like Williamsburg, Greenpoint, like you know the hipstery things. Yeah. But it's just so much fun for me because it's like you know I'm going to like a new city that I don't know, and there's like new people, like new guys I haven't sucked off, like new bars I haven't been to, no food I haven't.
Do you guys
tried.
Know anyone that would date Joey?
No,
no.
I don't
this is his
date.
Thing. No, you're fucking annoying. This is his thing. He got fucked over once, and now he doesn't want to ever deal with a relationship. God forbid. God forbid. Now he looks at every guy like, oh, you're an asshole. You're going to cheat on me. Get over it. Have a relationship. My psychic told me that he's going to get married at 40.
Do you believe very much in the psychics?
Yes, because I just opened my third eye.
Okay, wait.
I opened my brown eye recently.
Can I tell you?
I see shit, bitch.
Literally, my favorite episode of Tyler Henry Hollywood Medium was yours. In fact, the two that you were on. Right?
Oh, yeah.
He read me.
And that's real?
Yeah. No, he's real.
That wasn't our house.
Unbelievable.
Real,
I believe that he's real. He's amazing.
I love Tyler, but I've met two other mediums that are way stronger than him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tyler's very, like, very appealing, though, because he's just, he has that, you know, the thing with
no,
the
he's amazing.
He was on that little notebook.
But he's
he
also young.
Paper.
He has so much to learn. He's going to be an amazing medium.
He's so young.
Yeah.
What about Teresa Caputo? What's the verdict on her, you think?
She's getting divorced.
Well, I mean, she's getting divorced. And the crazy thing is,
she had a premonition.
She had a premonition like a year ago.
A premonition.
She woke up from a dream saying, honey, you were cheating on me. I have to leave you. Fuck you. And then now it's happening.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Like, bitch, you saw that a year ago.
BT motherfucking dubs. Her son is hot as fuck.
Actually, you know what?
Larry Caputo. Her son on the show. He
Larry.
Is.
Look him. He's on Instagram.
So her daughter's
off.
Hot
Larry
as fuck.
Caputo.
Larry Caputo.
Larry Caputo.
If that's
look
not
him
Google
that's
it,
the most
let me
Long Island name of the year.
Oh, please.
Larry Caputo.
Larry Caputo.
Larry Caputo.
Gia Grasso. Joey DiGiovanni.
Can you imagine?
Joey Camasta!
It makes me want to fuck a cheesesteak.
Wait, Joey, where are you from? Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Oh, great.
I grew up in New Jersey, and then I escaped.
Where'd you grow up?
Colorado.
Via Ellis
and
Island.
And Montreal before that.
I came through via Ellis Island, and I migrated to the island, and I've been
You're
here
not an
since.
Immigrant. Calm down.
I immigrated from
is,
New Jersey.
Ew. Okay. Wait, Larry
Apple.
Caputo.
That's... You see him? Is he on there?
33 Big Larry? That ain't him.
No,
don't
the
look
younger
at his Instagram.
One.
Maybe it's
Google
Lawrence.
Him.
Oh, Lawrence.
Could
we
be.
Should, we should
it's
get.
Christian.
Can we try and get Teresa on the show?
Ew, oh my God. Wait, you guys. What? This guy that I made out with last night just texted me. Said he called me daddy, first of all.
Oh.
Let's call him out.
No,
oh, here
really
he
nice,
is.
Really Fuck. Nice to meet you last night, daddy.
He's hot,
Look,
right?
Take some pictures.
So hot.
That's the guy that I was fucked up on okay. and I made out with last night.
He's cute. God. First of all, who is taking this?
Not me, bitch.
Yeah,
I was at the bar.
Somebody
yeah,
else.
Took
Wait,
guys,
Ben,
what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I like, I mean, Home Alone's classic, but I like,
I know mine.
I know mine. It's the one with National Lampoon's.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Where the squirrel
what
comes out of the tree.
Christmas Vacation.
When the squirrel or the raccoon jumps out. Was it a squirrel or a raccoon?
It, I believe, was a.
A squirrel.
It was something.
And it runs out of the tree and goes, ah! At his face and he gets attacked. And he's looking out the backyard and like Christie Brinkley's swimming in a one piece. It's like,
oh. She was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
I mean, I love. What is yours?
All right, so I'm a 90s girl and I love Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Wait,
he was
hot
in that. That's my favorite.
He was in his boxer.
No, that's my favorite fucking.
Wait, remember he's in the sleigh
show.
In his boxers and his son's
yes,
there? I was
like,
your
like,
dick's hanging
it.
Out. How fucking hot.
Actually, you remember the movie
Tim
Galaxy
Allen.
Quest?
Yeah, he was in that.
There's a scene where he's like on Mars or something and
he's
like
got hot,
his arms.
Hot tits and big arms.
Yeah, he looked really good and
he's
my
sexy.
Penis like did something.
Your penis did something.
I was young at
a
the
young
time
age.
And whenever your penis does something at that age, you're like,
Tim Allen was
that.
Mommy?
The first time, let's talk about the first time he got turned on by a guy. Mine was a woodshop teacher and he had hairy forearms and he used to wear polo shirts.
Ew, you sick.
Just polo shirts and I used to like go home and jerk off about his big hands and arms.
Oh my God.
And then there's a guy at Rickles, which is a hardware store. Uh-huh. He was like reaching up to get lumber and I saw this armpit hair hanging out of his shirt and I fucking basically jizzed in my pants. It was like,
yeah, I got that.
It was the hottest thing ever. Hair, like hairy older man. It was like,
yeah. Right, so how did you know?
Oh, back to Christmas.
How do we know?
When were you first... Your peepee said, okay.
You said yours was a woodshop teacher. Mine was like an art teacher in elementary school.
What kind of guys do you like?
See, here's the thing. I don't have the luxury of having a type. Like, I can't really be specific with, like, guys.
Besides
that I hook
me,
up with.
Who's the hottest celebrity?
Who's the hottest celeb?
You can't name me.
No, that's such a hard question.
Well, not hot, but like, name five, name three.
We all have a five.
We all have a five.
Our five is going to be very
mine's
different.
Easy. It's like fucking, let's forget. Everyone.
Oh, so easy.
No, it's very easy. It's
this is so hard.
You know who's my number one?
Ron Gronkowski.
Oh, Rob Gronkowski.
Rob Gronkowski would fuck me right in the ass.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Fucking.
Who's?
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal. So yeah.
No way. We're talking.
I swear my husband looks like Jake Gyllenhaal.
What?
Congratulations.
Gianni looks like Jake Gyllenhaal sometimes.
No, he doesn't. I don't know.
Yes, he
that.
Does. You're just jealous because he can't touch my husband.
I've touched your husband.
No,
I'll do
you
it again,
wish, bitch.
And I'll do it again.
No,
do you think your husband has ever had a same-sex fantasy?
I mean,
maybe, probably.
Yeah,
Nicole has.
No, I'm going to say fucking like Idris. You know, that's such a boring answer.
Oh, Idris Elba. Yeah, he's hot.
That's
mine is Chris Pine. Chris Pine could break my arm.
One. Oh, my God.
What's happening
Chris
over there?
Chris Pine, we're joking about her being a lesbian.
Oh.
With Chris Pine, Elvis.
Idris.
You know
Elba.
What? When bitch Blake Shelton won the sexiest man of the year, everyone was calling out your friend Elvis. Elvis? How do you say it? Elvis Elba?
Idris Elba.
Elvis Idris.
Idris.
Now everyone's saying that he should have been the sexiest
he
man.
He should have.
I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
No.
Over Blake?
Honestly, kind of.
Blake Shelton, oh my God, he's like a hillbilly.
He's disgusting.
Did Adam Levine already win that?
Probably. No.
All right, I want to offer this to you guys.
Yeah.
Oh,
we have
present.
A segment on our podcast called I Don't Think So, Honey. I'd like to do one now for holiday version.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so you guys do one too. We're going to go first, and then you pick a topic, and then you do I Don't Think So, Honey.
Sure.
Okay. So you say I Don't Think So, Honey, and then you do something holiday related that you hate.
Got it.
Put a timer on.
Okay, so we'll do ours first, just to set an example, and then you guys will
should
do
I go
did
first?
You start this when you guys like wasted one day? We should do a podcast and do this.
We weren't wasted. We were actually very clear-headed.
Oh, we're always wasted.
And a really good
that's
mind
gorgeous.
Space.
Okay, so this is Matt Rogers' holiday-themed I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey fucking wrapping paper. It's gonna come off anyway, bitch. Why are you waste time putting on wrapping paper on a gift when I'm about to take it off? And then, bitch, don't get mad at me, mother, when I fucking take off the wrapping paper and throw it on the goddamn ground and then you have to pick it up. Guess what? It's called a gift bag, bitch. Reuse, recycle, replace. How about this? I Don't Think So, Honey, the colors are different wrapping paper. And I Don't Think So, Honey, just put a fucking tag on it or something. I Don't Think So, Honey, you being like, but it looks nice, bitch. I don't care what it looks like. I'm trying
seconds.
To get to the gift inside. I Don't Think So, Honey, the tradition of Christmas. Also, I Don't Think So, Honey, stockings. I Don't Think So, Honey, anything you put a gift in. It's a fucking sock. That's low class. I want my fucking gift delivered to me on a silver platter. Also, I Don't Think So, Honey.
15 seconds.
Wrapping paper, because when you color code it and say, okay, these are your gifts and these are your gifts, you can tell by the wrapping paper, bitch.
5 seconds.
I want to tell what my gift is because it's better than everyone else's. I want to tell by the price tag, bitch, not the wrapping paper that's around it. I Don't Think So, Honey.
And that's 1 minute.
Wait, can we do like a 15-second one? I don't think I can do 15
seconds.
No,
Joey.
No, that
you can't
that,
do
next.
15. You can do 1 minute.
You can do 1 minute.
Bitch,
can you go next so I can get an idea?
Yeah, I'll go next.
He's gonna go.
Okay.
Okay. This is.
I gotta warm Joey up.
All right.
Okay. This
oh
is.
God. Oh, my titties are popping out. I'm getting nervous.
This is.
Oh, I don't think so, honey.
Bo and Yang's holiday theme. I Don't Think So, Honey. And his time starts now.
Okay. I Don't Think So, Honey. Fucking eggnog, bitch. If I wanted to drink a thick, eggy, white drink, I would suck off Santa Claus. Motherfucker. Eggnog is disgusting. Do you know what's in eggnog? It's literally, I just found this out today. I thought it was like
egg
cooked.
Eggnog.
But it's raw egg. It's like, it's a fucking salmonella cocktail. I can't drink that, bitch. I Don't Think So, Honey, eggnog. I Don't Think So, Honey, gingerbread, motherfucker. Ginger was stolen from my people, and ginger was stolen from the Asians,
activist,
honey.
Activist!
I'm an activist, honey, and I'm here to rally for the cause of Christmas foods being disgusting. I fucking hate eggnog. I fucking hate gingerbread. I fucking hate candy cane. Just kidding.
I mean, 20 seconds left.
Well, oh my God. Eggnog, though, I mean, have you ever enjoyed eggnog?
Never. I never tried it.
I remember when Starbucks had fucking eggnog on the menu during Christmas, and then they took it off because no one fucking drank it. It's disgusting.
Fuck that.
40 seconds. I'm joking.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Eggnog. It's disgusting. Or gingerbread or any Christmas foods. It's all disgusting.
And that's 1 minute.
All right.
Yes, bitch. Wow. That was hysterical.
I love that said you wanted to suck off Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Santa cum's eggnog.
Imagine if his cum was alcohol.
Oh, could be delicious.
Nicole and I asked that recently. We said, what would you do? Like, what sexual favors would you do for your Christmas present for Santa? Like, if you got like $1 million, would you like like, or whatever, like, a new house, would you, like, let him fuck you from in the ass, or, like, would you just suck him off for Santa?
Yeah, of course.
I would do it all.
Ready, now it's your
What's
time.
What's up, Ed?
So, are you guys going to each do one?
No, he's doing it.
He's doing it, all
right. I don't have time for this shit.
Great. All right. This is Joey.
Joey, 1 minute.
I don't think so, honey. Your time starts now.
Go.
I don't think so, honey. Regifting, bitch.
Oh!
Okay. I have been on the bad end of a fucking regift, but especially from this host Snoopy up in here, because she has free shit sent to her all the time. Don't think I don't know that they sent you that ass for free, and then you wrap that shit up and say, here you go, Joey. I don't know damn mug from fucking, from whatever website you go to, and fucking socks and fucking tote bags and FabFitFun tees and fucking flat tummy bitches. All this, I know that shit was fucking sent for free.
Tummy
bitches. Tired ass fucking gift.
30 seconds.
And then you wrap it up. I've smelt that yucky candle before, and I gave it to you 2 years ago. You fucking gave it back to me after I stole it from my mother, who's freshly dead.
Oh, no.
I don't think so, honey, because I mean, I would probably re-gift, bitch, because I get a lot of shit too, and I don't want
seconds.
It. So
bring it home, bitch.
Girl, no more fucking getting free shit sent to you because you're famous and fucking putting it in a box with a bow on it and acting like you fucking bought it and thought of my
Five
ass.
5 seconds. Finish strong.
Girl, bye.
Oh, and that's 1 minute.
No,
Snooki.
I got
taken down. No, that was I don't think so, honey. Snook.
No, wait, BD, you act like I don't buy you things.
No, she does
that's
buy
such
stuff.
A lie.
And the things I do is I actually steal all the free shit she gets from her house.
That
and
was
then
a
teroposite. A teroposite? Is that a new dinosaur?
Teroposite.
No, I said the total opposite.
I know you said the teroposite. Like a dinosaur.
See that in Jurassic World 2, the teroposite.
Teroposite! No, bitch, don't make our fans think that I ever gift you shit.
She does.
I
buy
you
anything
in the fucking world.
No, she does buy me.
And
I
write you fucking checks for being a hoe.
But we've all regifted at some point.
Yeah,
what if you regifted?
Not to my man.
Wait, you want to know a fun fact about our table?
Yeah.
So you see little arrows
I see these
on
little
it.
Arrows.
Press if you have a boner, you can go like this, and it'll hide the boner.
What the fuck?
Your dick is not that
we're,
big.
We're rich, guys. When you,
you
get to this level,
so
when you get to this level, you'll
you
be able
an
to have
an elevating table.
This is amazing.
We'll get robot table.
Wow, amazing.
So, do you record in your house or do you have a studio?
No, we have a studio.
We're recording our fucking house.
I don't know your life.
We have a studio. You guys should come by sometime.
Oh, were you?
I'd love to have you guys.
Do you want to go have drinks after this?
I have a show. I have to go to.
I have Jimmy
too.
Yeah, they don't want to hang out with you, bitch.
No, but, I would legit hang out if
no,
I didn't
come hang
have
out
a
with
gig.
Us. We have a whole like gaggle of gay friends. You should come hang.
No, yeah, he
That's
needs
great.
Friends.
Fine.
Yeah.
I need friends. Yeah. I'm poor.
All right,
okay,
well,
thank
we'll
you
guys get
you. For
we'll
get you.
On.
Thank you.
Right up.
Thank you guys for coming on. Make sure you shout out your show.
Yeah, Las Culturistas, guys. It's
yes,
a podcast
bitch.
On the Forever Dog Podcast Network. You
so
gotta
fun.
Listen, or you're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I don't need
there you go.
Merry Christmas, bitches. We love you. Happy holidays.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I said a Happy New Year. Thank you for joining us on our holiday special. We hope, wish you, we, lip
what?
And cheek tints.
Lip and cheek tints.
Happy holidays, everyone. Stay happy, safe, and best of all, stay loved. We love you so much.
Happy holidays, bitches.
Oh, grrr.
We love you.
Back home,
Mom.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.